Okay, we're holding Nida Daf Lamed Aleph from Beis Debanim. Today's Daf is Daf Lamed Beis. We're starting the new parak. So again, this parak is going to talk a lot about Dine Ziva, Nida and Ziva, which we've discussed many times already, that Isha sees Dam once a month. Normally, normal cycle is roughly once a month. She sees Dam. She's Tami now for 7 days, Tumas Nida. Whether she sees Dam just that one time or for 7 straight days, she's Tami for 7 days regardless. And then when she sees, stops seeing, at the end of 7 days, as long as she stops seeing, or however long it takes, she can then go to the mikveh at night, and she's tar. After the 7 days of Nida is an 11-day period called Yimei Ziva. Yimei Ziva, if she sees Dam one day in Yimei Ziva, she has to keep one clean day corresponding, it's called Shomer Sam Kinakadayim, and goes to the mikveh the next day. If she sees Dam 2 days, again, she just keeps one clean day, and she goes to the mikveh, and she's tar. If she sees Dam 3 days, then she has to keep now 7 clean days. She's a Zavak Gedayla, not a Zavak Tana. She has to keep 7 clean days and then goes to the mikvah and she has to be Karbanis, the Chatas and Eilos Eif. Okay, that's the basic dinim of Nida Ziva. Well, our first mission is going to actually touch, obviously, on Nida and the Gemara is going to touch on Ziva, but the mission focuses on a little bit of a different point. The Gemara is going to get into it. There are Banu Magazer in certain places, we'll see the case of the Mishnah, that certain people should have a din of Tumas Nida and certain people should have a din, therefore, of being Baal Nida. Right? If certain people have a status of being a Nida, so whoever has relations with them gets a status of a Baal Nida. What's the level of a Baal Nida? Well, what's the Tumah of a Nida? What level of Tumah does she have? A Nida's level of Tumah, same as a Zava and a Zava and a Zava, that whatever they sit on Tumah Midras, they make Tumah, even if it's multiple layers beneath them, the 10th mattress beneath them, there are 10 mattresses between them and where they're sitting in the bottom mattress, they're all tummy. But one of the chidushim of the tumah of mattress is that the mattress, even that bottom mattress, becomes what type of level of tumah? Becomes an ava tumah itself. That mattress can then go and make a person or kalim tummy. A person and kalim can only become tummy from an ava tumah. A person, Adam and kalim, can only become tummy from an ava tumah. Right? And just to go further back on this train, there's the concept of a mace, it's a via vesa tumah. After mace, we have the highest level, which is most, the origination of tumas is often, usually, avatumas, which is a sheret, an avela, a over here, what, sorry? Mitzaira, thank you, Mitzaira, a person who touches a mace, that's a unique level, where he's now an avatuma, and all those things can make Adam and Kalim tummy. Adam and Kalim now become Rishon. Once they're Rishon, they cannot make Adam and Kalim Shani. You can make food, Eichel, and it gets Kachem, Chuma, we're not going to go that far now. But Adam can only become a Rishon. He only comes to me from Avatuma. The Nida, the Zava, they make Medris, and Zav also, male Zav, makes Medris, whatever's underneath them, is an Av Hatuma, which can make Adam Kam Tame. Okay, what about what's above them? What's above them is not a Shnark. What's above them is Tame, but not Avatuma. They're the Avatuma. What's above them is Rishon the Tuma, and that cannot make that cannot no longer make Adam Kam Tame. The status of a Boyal Nida is that a Boyal Nida gets a din that he also is Tame, but he's not Mamish. What is that? A person who touches a Nida should be, let's say she's Avatama, normally he'd become a Rishon Latama. A Boyal Nida, if I remember correctly, I may end up being corrected in this parak, he also gets a din like a person who, like her Medris, and he also is Tame to the degree of Av Hatama. I believe that's one thing I have to confirm. We'll see hopefully in this parak. Fine. So, says the Mishnah, B'nais Kusim Nidas Marisasan. The daughters of Kusim, now Kusim is a famous machlaikis, whether, in the Gemara's ready, whether Kusim were, Kusim also often known as the?
They weren't righteous.
Correct. There were, there was a question if they're righteous, if they were proper Geirim or not, but what are they also known as? The Sumerians, right? Because they lived in the area of Shamran, the Sumerians. So the Kusim, they were Megayer, when what? When they weren't acting properly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent lions at them. And then Megayer. And the question is, were they Geri Emes? Or Geri Arayas? Arayas with an Aleph, not Erva. Arayas with that Geri of the lion. If they're Geri of the lion, they're not proper Geri. If they're Geri Emes, then they were proper Geri. However, even if they were Geri Emes, the facts were still the same. They were not diligent in keeping Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, there was Xeris about them because they weren't keeping Torah mitzvahs properly, even if they were proper Gerim. Our Gemara seems to clearly understand that they are Gerim Emes. Why? Because our Gemara, in its simple fashion, is treating them that they would have Dine Nida. If they weren't Gerim Emes, there would be no concern of Nida because Gayim do not have a din of Nida. Pashas Gayim, there's no din of Nida on a biblical level by a guy. There happens to be the Rabbanim Gezer, that Gayish girls over certain age have a status of Nida, rabbinically, to keep us away, to keep the Yidden away from Gayim. But Gayim biblically have no din of Nida. And therefore our sugi, which is making gezeris about Kusim not being careful with their dinim of Nida, is presumably going with the tzad that, again, it could be based on the drabbanon of goyim, but presumably going with the tzad that the kusim are geiri emes and just didn't keep the halachas rigidly, not that they were geiri arayis. Okay, so b'nai kusim nidas meres tzasim. The b'nai kusim are treated like nidas from the birth. From the day they're born, they're treated. Okay. Right. That fits exactly what we're saying. Yeah.
Exactly.
We're not disagreeing. This is just another manifestation of it. You're right. Correct. So the Bnei Kusim, they're nidas meres. From when they're born, they have a status of an ida, which the Gemara is going to answer. Young girls could have dam, and the answer is going to be yes. And the question is going to be, so then why are we stressing Bnei Kusim, our daughters too, right? So what's the difference? Nidas meres asim, they have a din of a nida from when they're born. You have to worry about their nida. Kusim etama mishkam dachtan kelyan. And kusim, these are the men who have relations with the kusim women, because we're concerned that they're not so particular on dinei nidas. So we have to treat them that they are being bayal potentially nidas. And if someone is bayal nida, has a din, oh, so it's technically clear, not like what I was saying. Vakusim, metama mishkav tachtan ke'elyon, v'bnei she'em b'elanidas. So the kusim have a din of tuma tachtan ke'elyon, v'bnei she'em b'elanidas. So the Gemara is actually going to deliberate what exactly these words mean, but if I remember correctly, ultimately the Gemara is going to say, we're going to probably get to tomorrow, it's the end of today's off, maybe we'll get to it today, end of today, or tomorrow, the Gemara is going to say that the b'elanida has a din like mishkav elyon. The Baal Nida, the one who's Baal Nida, he's Tumah like the Elyon. Elyon, we said, is one level of Tumah below. So he has a din of Tumah like the Elyon. Ven Yeshvus HaKol Dam V'dam. And the reason why Nidas by Kusim, or the people of Baal Kusim, have a din, they always concern their Tumah Nida, is because Kusim sit Al Kol Dam V'dam. Meaning, we said in the last parak that the Dam has to be the right color. Has to be dafka red, one of the shades of red, right? It can't be yellow. Yellow is not tummy nida. They sit, sounds like a chumrah. They sit on yellow dam. It's not a chumrah because the chumrah leads to kula. Because we know we have a clock, we have a cycle. 7 days nida, 11 days ziva. 7 days, 11 days ziva. If she starts the cycle of 7 days nida with yellow dam, which is nothing, then when she has real nida, we're going to be considering that 7 days later, days of ziva. Days of ziva only require 1 day to go to the mikvah. Nida requires 7 days. She's really in nida right now, and she's going to be treating herself like a zava and going to the mikvah. I think she's tar. That's the problem. Why we have to be concerned that the husbands of the kusim are being manidas. The Gemara is going to ask, why are we giving two different reasons? We just said a moment ago that from when they're born, they're not particular by nidas, and we're geyser, kusim in general. Kusim daughters, we're geyser, maybe it's a way to stay away from them. We're geyser, they have a din of nidas. And then we have a new gezerah because they don't separate between dams. Which is it this general gezerah of the Bnei Kusim, or is it because of this business with the dam? We shall see. Bechayv lehem abiyas mikdash. However, because this whole thing is a chumrah, it's only a suffix that they're tamei, therefore, you can't be mechayv them for being a carbon for going to the mikdash b'tumma, because it's not sure that they were actually tamei. Vein sefer lehem truma. By the same logic, you cannot burn truma based on what they touched, the Mishnah speaks out, Shem Tumas and Suffolk, because their Tumah is really only in doubt, it's not Vaday. So I think Gemara, Hei Chidami. You have to let it rot. You can't eat it, but you can't burn it. Hei Chidami. Eat the Kachazin. What's the case over here? Eat the Kachazin. If we're talking about, the first case of the Mishnah, Risasan, the baby, the infant Kusim. If they actually saw Dam, I feel like they're Danami. Even by us regular Yisraelim daughters, if they see Dam, they're the Nida too, even if they're very young. Vilay Kachazin, they didn't see Dam, they do not Milay. So in Elamai didn't see Dam, why by the Kusim are we saying that the Tami Nida without seeing Dam? Amar Rav Beidah, Rav Achim, Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes. Hachem Ha'eskinam B'stama. We're talking about a case where we don't know. You're right. If we knew for sure they saw Dam, even by us they'd be Tami Nida. If we knew for sure they didn't see Dam, then even by Kusim they would not be Tami Nida. When it says that B'nai's Kusim, the babies, are B'tumah, we mean if we don't know one way or another, the Stami says we assume by the unknown that they're Tami. Since we know there is a minority of people, of babies, that see Dam, so therefore, there are Banu Mugazer that every Kusi baby has a status of Nida based on the minority. We're chayshish that maybe this baby is from the minority, maybe it's seen. We don't know yet, since we don't know for sure not, we assume that maybe it's from the minority. And therefore, we attribute it a din of tumah. We say if it touches, by the way, the relevance is, of course, is not, it's a little baby. The relevance is not for tashmish. The relevance is in case this baby comes in contact with chuma or kachum, obviously. Okay, good. Says Gemara, one second. Uman tana de chayesh demuta. Says Gemara, one second. Who's the tana that's worried about miut? Very good. Very good. To your question, Nadi, Gemara's going to get to soon. The Gemara doesn't answer. Right? I mean, Nadi pointed out the obvious problem. We haven't answered the question. What's the difference between kusim min Yisraelim, right? Umad Tana, Techayesh Temuta, who's the Tana who's worried about me? It's Rameri, very good. Top of Lam Bezim Adolf, Itanya, Katan Katana, famous Mishnah with this Bryce, we quote this all the time because this is the home base. This is always the classic case that we show Rameri, Techayesh Temuta. Katan Katana, a young boy, young girl, Lechosavim Lam Yabim. When a brother dies without children, there's a mitzvah of Chalitz or Yibim. If the people that are left over is a younger brother who's a Katan, or the girl herself was married by a father, she's a biblical marriage, and now she's a Nebuchadnezzar widow. So it's Katan Katana, Lechotzom Yabim, they do not perform Chalitz Yibim. Divir Ameir, Amrullah, the Chum said to Ameir, Yafa Amr Shein Chalitzin, it's good that you said no Chalitza, why? We agree with that. Ish Kasav Parsha, right? It says Ish, that's gotta be Dafka, an adult, to do. Chalitza, thank you. Umakshinon Ishlisha, and we compare Ishlisha, so we know that just like you need an Ish for Chalitza, you need an Ish for Chalitza as well. Very good. So Chalitza, we agree that a Katan Katana don't do Chalitza. Umatam Ein Miyabim, but what's Pesach say you shouldn't do Yibim? Amalem, and we know by Yibim, by the way, we had in the right at the beginning of the sixth parak in Yivam, it's famous, that the Bia could be Kedarka, Shalei Kedarka, it could be Bain Ba'inus, Bain Baratza, Bain Mashayi, it could be amazing. The just need the act of Bia, Das is not necessary. So Amalehem, Sir Mary said back, Katan Shem Yim Sisris, you know why I don't allow Katan and Katan to Yibim? Because I'm worried about the following. A Katan may be found to be a Sris, which is sterile. And Katan Hashem Tim's Islandless, maybe she's found to be an Islandless. Also, a woman that can't bear, barren, she can't bear children. Vinim to Pagan Bever Shem Mecha Mitzvah. And it comes out to being over the Isser of Eshes Ach, because it's a mitzvah of Yibim, one of the classic cases in Yiddishkeit, where it's the very fine line between a mitzvah and a chiyuv karis. When it's a mitzvah yibim. But when they can't have children, not only is it not a mitzvah yibim, it's isur veishasach. So therefore, I'm worried. Sir Meir was worried about miyuta. So just like over there, Meir is worried about miyuta, because with the odds of the girl being an islandess, or the boy being a sris, is a miyut, obviously, and he's still worried. So to over here, Rameir is one that's worried. Rabbanan say, this is going by Yibam. Zilbas Rubidiktanim, Frev Khan Mafsvis Ninu, Zilbas Rubidiktanis, Frev Khanis Lav Ayalas Ninu. Go based on the Rav, Rav Khtanim are not Srisim, Rav Khtanis are not Ayalas. I go based on the Rav, I'm not worried about the Miyat. Okay, so the Gemara has a source now. There are Meir is the idea behind that Mishnah who says we're worried about the meat, and therefore we're worried about the meis kusim having them. Aimed the shamleir Meir mute to the shchiach. Affect them 1 second. We don't like your comparison to Yavamis. When their Meir say this, finally, if you've ever wondered about this in the past, it's interesting that this Gemara gets into it. We always talk about rave and meat. Rave is really 51% is rave. Meir chayish the meat, but not. Do we not make a distinction between 51-49 and 90-10? Like, is there some point where, says the Gemara, aim at the Shamler, Meir, Miut to the Shchiach. A Miut that happens often. And by the way, the truth is, I just gave it a percentage-wise. It could be, it's not just percentage, it could be just, it happens, something which happens commonly. Yeah, there's a difference between percentage and common, right? Without getting into the nuances. But okay, but let's just, either way, says the Gemara, unfortunately, Srisim and Islandess, it may be a minority, but it's common. Right, so either, like I was saying, either it's not just 5% or 3%, maybe it's more, or even if the numbers are still that low amount, it's still a common thing. It happens. It's a common occurrence. It's not that unusual. So maybe if the Iver Meir agrees, we have to be concerned. Says the Gemara, Hanami Miut to the Shchiach. This is also a Miut to Shchiach. Tanya. Amar Beisi Maisa Bein Bul. There's a story named Bul. Vitpila Kedem Leima. Vitpilua Kedem Leima. There was a story named Bul, and they had a baby that went to the mikveh before the mother. What does that mean? The mother gave birth. The mother gave birth to a girl, obviously. And a mother, how long does it take since she goes to the mikveh? Really? It means after the 80 days. It means after 8 days, right? She's really 14, right? I don't think it means the 14 days. That'd be a pella. I mean, correct? Because she's tummy right away for 14 days, right? It seems, maybe it's the 14 days. That the baby. Right. Correct. Well, no. Yes. There's a machlokes whether she has to go immediately after 80 days. But my point was maybe she became tummy after 80 days. And went after that, but it seems like from Rashi that it means after the 14 days. It means after 14. It should be chiddush. Okay, fine. So the point is, there was a story named Bull where the girl baby was born and the dam came out of her body right away, and she went to the mikveh prior to her mother. From Rabbi Yosef, I'm sorry,
Vamar Rebbe, Maisa Beis Hasharm Tbil Kanima, there's Maisa Beis Hasharm as well, same story. Vamar Rebbe Yosef, Maisa Papadisa Tbil Kanima, the story in Papadisa also, where the Uber, the baby, went basically almost an Uber still, went to the mikveh before the mother, all these cases. So you see clear that it is possible. So you tell me it's not so shchiyach. It is possible. We have maises that happened. Bisham the Rebbe Rebbe Mishum to Mishumas Etzrael asked him. I understand why Rebbe Yosi and Rebbe who lived in Etzrael, the stories they were saying an Ein Bul and a Beis Yarim, those stories took place in Etzrael, and therefore they are saying incidents where the baby went to the mikveh for the mother. Ella Rebbe Yosef Lamali. Rebbe Yosef wasn't Etzrael anyway. There's no truma over there. So why were they busy with going to the mikveh? What's the issue over here? There's a gzeira that even a chutzaretz truma of chutzaretz, which is rabbinic, is a problem if it comes to tummy. That's only if the tumma became tummy from someone who had a tumma that was yetzim minaguf. So if the zav herself or the nidah herself wants to eat truma, they cannot. But if the truma comes in contact with someone, even if it's tumma with yetzim minaguf, the truma itself and chutzaretz is not a problem. Over here, the whole concern is not the baby, this 2-week-old baby is not eating chuma. The whole concern is the baby touching it. Touching is not a problem. It was necessary for Shem and Shachuma for the oil of Chuma. Tanya, Vechalo is Kachim Neisrael, Esa Shirim Lashem. It says the Pasuk, we should not Mechalo, the Kachim Neisrael, that which is designated for Shem, the rabbis. As a sach vashay, so we discussed over there that not desecrating the truma of Hashem applies to not just eating it, even smearing oneself with it, or drinking it. That's also an issue of desecrating the truma. So we're talking about a case where outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're basically talking outside of Eretz Yisrael, but they wanted to, the baby can't eat the truma, so that's not an issue, but you know what you could do to a baby? You could take truma and smear it on the baby's body, put oil on the baby's body. Now, even though there's halacha that a baby is not mechuyev mitzvahs, and a baby, if he's eating a katan eichel surim, you don't have to stop him. If the baby was using the oil, it's not a problem, but that's only if the baby's doing it himself. Obviously, this is a newborn baby, can't do it itself. We'd be feeding the baby, baby can't eat, we'd be putting the oil on the baby, and that you can't do. You're not allowed to purposely feed Isser even to a baby. So therefore, the Pasuk comes to include, therefore Rabbi Yosef was saying that there was a story about a baby that had to go to the mikveh because our Pasuk is including sicha, oiling, smearing with oil, is the tantamount to eating. And just like eating is prohibition, so too smearing with oil is a prohibition, and therefore it was relevant even to chutzlaretz, even to a baby. Yes. Yes, old Rabban. Right. Right. Correct. And the Rabbanon is right. The words you said, I got threw me off a little bit. You said they're being gazed, became the Raisa. This stuff is the Raisa. The din of Sach is the Raisa. But this application is the Rabbanon. Correct. Shaysa Lamali Kura Fakamara. Shaysa, why isn't the apostle? By the way, I mentioned a question of the Mishnah, and I just went back. It's maybe the more thing I asked is Taisus Kasha. Taisus, top Taisus, the beginning of the paragraph. Let's back in Lamalfam Beis. Taisus asked, we spoke about the Benais Kusim, the babies, and we spoke about the married woman. So Taisus asked, why do you need both? Why do you need Benais? Why do you need the Benais? And then the various professors asked the question. Some ask, why do you need the Xera on the babies if you have the Xeras on the adults, and why do others ask why I have the exam adults? Maybe taste says gasha the other way. Need this Mary Sasan. Why are you worried about the adults? Because they are worried about the adults keep multicolored blood, which you don't keep. They anyway need this from when they're babies. Taste says, Tafka Bekatnus and Darshi Veisha. We're gonna have a drush coming at the Gemara, that's what we're about to have in a few lines, that there's gonna be a drush which comes to include different scenarios, and therefore there'll be a tzad gedelus not included. Kamash Balan, the Mishnah that Gedalos have a separate Gezer as well. We need a Gezer both for Ketanas and for Gedalos. We're going to see it coming up literally in the next few lines. Okay. Shaysa Lam Likra. Why do I need a Pasuk for Shaysa? Shisiyah Bechal Achila. Shisiyah is Bechal Achila. The Pasuk says, V'chal Tafnei Hashem Al-Kechab, Makam Shev Char, L'shakim Shem Hashem, you should eat in front of Hashem, in the place where Hashem chooses, Meiser Degancha, Tirei Shecha, that's the key word, V'yitzrecha. Yitzrecha actually makes a problem. But Ma'isa D'gacha, Tirei V'yitzrecha, not a full problem, you understand where I'm going. The Tirei Shecha is wine. It talks about eating the wine of Ma'iser. Clearly, eating and drinking is the same. So the Mara says, you don't need a drasha for eating. The reason why I said Yitzrecha could be a little issue is, what does Yitzrecha mean? Oil. Yitzrecha is oil. But the answer is, you could eat oil too. So that's referring to eating. We're trying to bring a proof that's smearing. So what the question is, why did the Braisa bring in drinking and smearing? Drinking's part of eating. She's Ibrahim, Mar says you're right. El Rabbi says, answer number one is, here, take out drinking. Drinking wasn't included in this. Drinking was part of Achil already. Drinking didn't need a special inclusion, like smearing, only Sachni in the inclusion. That's the first answer. Vibay Sayyim, no. Or the source is a different source, which Taka doesn't speak about drinking. Vibay Sayyim, Hacha, another source to show that smearing is like eating. And we're not going to even mention drinking in this conversation. It went like water into the body and like shemen on the bones. It compares that which goes into the body, which is drinking, to atzmeisav, to oil, shemen basmeisav, oil in the bones. So we see smearing is like drinking. And drinking taka, like you said before, is already included. Okay. Ihachi didanami. So this is a question that Nady, you raised right away, that you kept the cheshbon, very good, that we gave an explanation that in a case where the B'nai Sku said, well, you know for sure they have dam, our daughters too we'd be worried about. In a case we know for sure they didn't have dam, our daughters also wouldn't be worried about. So what's the case of B'nai Sku we're worried about? Well, we're not sure. We're not sure, and therefore we go bust to the meat, and we say the meat has dam, and therefore we're concerned. So then, but if you're not sure about our daughters, it should be the same thing. You still have an answer. What's the difference between our daughters and the B'nai Sekusim? Yachi di danami. By us too, we should be concerned. Mer says, you're right. We are. Ananda shin isha v'isha. We darshan the pasuk isha v'isha. The pasuk is isha, and as above, v'isha. We darshan v'isha to tell me to include even a baby for the din. Us, Klai Yisrael, we darshan the pasuk, and because darshan the pasuk, we're taka makban on babies. And therefore, in the case of concern, we're going to be makban. So we need a special gazer to be made, because everyone else is regular, just like an adult. There's a regular din they concern when they maybe need to, we take it into consideration and worried about it. So too, v'chichaz ma'frishilu, and therefore when we see that there's a baby who may have dam, we separate. Like as Rabbanan, there's no need to be geizer because we're concerned about it. We're aware of it, and it's something that we're makbid on. Inu l'dashi isha v'isha, but the kusim, they didn't make this drasha. And therefore, initially, when they themselves, on the contrary, even when they see dam, they don't separate their baby daughters because they're too young. And therefore, since they're doing even when they is real dam, therefore, Gaz Rabbanan, the Rabbanan geizer about the b'nei kusim, even to be worried about the mutim. My isha v'isha. What do you mean isha v'isha? Tanya. Isha, the pasuk says, a woman who has a ziva from her body, of a blood discharge, she's tummy for 7 days. Ain't the other isha, I know only an isha, a woman. Tonight is Basi Mechel and Nidamanayan. I know to include that tonight is Basi Mechel, a girl's 1 day old, is also, can be a status of Nida, Tamalamer, V'isha. Therefore, the pasuk says, V'isha, with a vav, to come to include, even, right, the V'isha comes to include, even a newborn infant has a din of Nida. Alma, says the Gemara, Kimarbi kra basiem echad marbi. Says Gemara, 1 second. So you tell me the word v'isha, when it's inclusive of a girl and a woman, it's coming to say not just a woman, adult woman, it comes to include even a ketana, and what age? Even 1 day old. Fact Gemara, we have a bright, so we make the same exact rush of v'isha, and it only comes to include what age? 3 years old. Says Gemara, v'amini, isha, says the pasuk isha, this is talking about when a man and a woman lie together, which means they have relations, halacha, she becomes tamei. Why is she tamei? This is the most basic assumption. We know when a man's maisi zera, he's tamei from his body. So the assumption is, and if a person touches Zera, we said is also, right, it's avatar to make someone tame. So therefore, she's tame. That's not the reason. Well, it's related, but it's not really the reason. Why? Because since the person is putting Zera into Isha in a base as a sarim, it's a concealed place, it's literally inside her body, a person does not become tame inside her body. We actually have a beautiful proof to this just from a couple of days ago. We had a Gemara that spoke about a woman who's pregnant and has a deceased baby, unfortunately, the fetus in her amniotic sac. We said if the shali is found in the house, we said the house is tummy. We have a chalikus. Takam is tummy. Shimon said house is tar. We have a chalikus in the house is tummy or not. The man who said it was tummy. The one who says tar. Well, tummy held that the baby that was that Nebuch that didn't make it was around in the sack in the house out of her body. The man number says tar says no. It disintegrated while it still was in her body. It disintegrated while it was still in her body. So there was a stage where it was her dead and then disintegrated in her body. And therefore the house is tar. But she's in a house with a baby in her body that's dead. Right? And it came out of her body, but it already disintegrated. So what? She'd be tummy. Clear raya, again, to this idea that a tumma, which is totally concealed, is inside a person, is not, at least in person, is not tummy. Clear, I think it's right to this idea. But the idea is a shas idea. The concealed tumma is not tummy. I think we just have a nice raya for a few blood ago. Fine. Over here, too. The bee itself, the zera inside her body, will not make her tummy because it's concealed. But you know what the pasuk tells us? That since when a person has tashmish, the man injects tumma from his body, the act will still make her tummy. Ironically, not because the zera is making her tummy per se, that makes her tummy. So she's tummy, fine. Now, what age is she tummy from? Isha, it says. Isha that lies with a man's tummy. Ain't that Isha, I only know Isha's tummy. Bas Asara Yamin Luziva Minayin. 1 second. I skipped, right? I just lost my place. Oh, sorry, I flipped the page. So the Marisha, Ainli Alisha, Tanaikis Bashalishan of Yamecha the Biaminayan. So Tanaikis, who's 3 years and 1 day old, how do we know Tom? Lemmer Vaisha. It says in the Pasuk Vaisha, but what do you see? The Vaisha is coming to include 3 year old. Vaisha before, by being able to become Tom Nida, we said the Jarsha of the Pasuk coming to include a 1 day old. Where do you see in the word Vaisha to make a distinction between a 1 year old and a 3 year old? Amar Rav. So you could have, I could have heard a little bit of an answer that each one just makes sense logically with its. I mean, dam.
Depends on
what? Exactly. To me, I don't know why it wouldn't be simple terrors. Dam, whenever dam comes, dam comes. Whenever she sees dam coming from a womb, she has dam. And therefore, she's talking, even if she's 1 day old. Bia, we have a kal of being royal abia. So only Isha's royal abia is considered kishaykh of Misha. I could have easily heard that as a distinction. Gemara gives a different answer. Amarava, hilchasininu. It's a lacha mesh besinai v'aspechinu rabbanakra. It's real lacha mesh besinai, and there are banu maspech on a pasuk. There's two ways to understand this. Either Rav is saying that both dinim, someone is saying that both dinim are lacha mesh besinai, and now one of them, but both, and we're saying the psukim are only in aspachta, but again, weiter. Can't be aspachta to both, because one is really, it's 1 year. It's either Vaisha is telling me 1 day old or 3 years old. It can't be telling me both, right? So therefore, we're saying both are Alech or Sinai. One has the Pasuk, really has Asmachta. That's one way to learn, or no. The other way to learn, I think this is the way I want to understand it, is that Rav was saying Hilchas Adinu on one of the Dinim. One din, one drasha still remains fully, they're both biblical, Alech Mishnah is also biblical, but one din fully remains a drasha in the Pasuk. And the other one is Alech Mishnah Sinai, and yeah, the Pasuk for them will be an Asmachta. But one remains a full drasha, not Alech Mishnah Sinai. And the Gemara reads, I think, better that way. Vaspechidu Rabbanan Kray, and the Rabbanan Wamaspech on the Pasuk, the plurality of it sounds like both are Alech Mishnah Sinai, but it's not the way I want to understand it. One is Alech Mishnah Sinai, one remains the Pasuk. In fact, the Gemara, Hai Kray, Alech Hilchasa. This Lashon fits very well with where we're teaching it. Which is the Pasuk, which is the Hilchasa? One's a pasuk. If you tell me the 1 day old is the hilchasa, bashal sham yamecha kara, and the bashal sham yamecha is a pasuk, it's a little bit shver. Why? Because if I was telling you, take you out of the gemara for a second. If I was telling you to have a drasha of the isha, the verb comes to include even a girl at a younger age. So bishlama from birth, yeah, that's the youngest age. You just go to the youngest age. But what? Who told you 3 years old? Unless you come to this verb we said before. Who told you 3 years old? Where did you get that number from? It says the gemara. Bishlama. The Pasuk Kastam, who gave you a right to go to 3 years old? That's the halacha, and Basiyam Echad Kra. So the 3 year old, that's the Hilchasa, and the Basiyam Echad, that's the Pasuk, fits very well, that's the Drasha. But then you can ask me, if Basiyam Echad is really, sorry, if Basiyam Echad is the Hilchasa, that's Halacha Mishma Sinai, so then the Pasuk of Ve'isha, Legabe Tashmish, what's it for? It's Asmachta, very good. What's the Hikad Drasha on me? On a biblical level, what's the Pasuk teaching me? Kralamli, top of Amabez, Limute Ishma Eidem, it comes to exclude a man from seeing red. Meaning, if a man sees red coming out of his body, from out of his organ, halacha is, he won't have tummy. Only by an ish is the tummy from red, not by a man. Now, there's a very funny place to teach us this halacha. The pasuk we're talking about is the what? That when a man and woman have relations, the woman becomes tummy, as long as she's 3 years old, she becomes tummy like a man. That she becomes tummy, that's the halacha of the pasuk over here. And we're saying it applies to a 3 year old. How do we know this halacha from Sinai? The word for ish in the pasuk is telling me that if the man ejects red from his body, he's not tummy. It's a funny location. This din should be taught where? By the din of Isha, when she ejects dam from her body, she's tummy. V'isha takes good a man. That a man is not tummy. Why would you teach over here? Says that, so the idea is that we have a main union for this, it's an union for something else. But why not teach it in its spot? The answer is going to be, we are going to have a drasha there. We're going to have a drasha over there by the case of Isha, that when she has redness, red dam, that she's tummy, and to exclude the man from that as well. We have two drashas. One drasha is coming to exclude when a man has blood that comes out of his organ, and one's coming to exclude when he has red zera, like bloody zera coming out of his organ. That both those things need an exclusion. Blood stam, or if he has red like zera coming out of his body, also it's excluded. It doesn't have a din of this dinim of like a din of nida that he won't have. Okay. The mudah ishmaidim comes to exclude a man from red. Gemara's gonna spell for us those two different drushes shortly. Father Tanya, this is what we learned. And the Elisha Basar Yamla Ziva Manayan, Tam Lemer Veisha. Oh, it's the next line. This is the Braisa. It says by Isha, if she has a discharge of dam, she's tummy. I only know Isha. Basasar Yom Ziv Menayim. So first of all, this Braisa wants to know that I know that Isha has a discharge. She is tummy as an adult. She's tummy after the Nida for 3 days. So basically, let's make them more clear. Anida's tummy 7 days, and then afterwards, if she sees dam 3 days in a row in the 11-day period, she now has tummy to maziva. How do I know that this young girl is included, this baby is included in the dinei ziva? Maybe she only has dinei nida. Marzi, that's why I would think so. But okay, says the Gemara, Ein le'el isha basasar yom leziva minayin. How do I know that the ketana, this newborn, has a dinei ziva as well? Tam lemer ve'isha. Therefore, says ve'isha again, same drasha to include. Lamali le'migmar nida. Says the Gemara, why don't you just learn it from nida? If the baby has a din of nida, wouldn't she obviously have a din of ziva as well? It's a follow through. Says Marno Tzricha, Tikas or one of Nida Havamina Nida, Vishim de Kikhazi, Chadiyam Abayil Mesef Shiva. Obviously, a baby has nida because of nida, since when you see one day, you have to keep 7 days, that a baby has as well. Avazavdi Chaz Chadiyam Abshim Rasim Gagdayam Sagila, Azava, which sees one day, it's sufficient to just keep. Just one day, Emalai, maybe this is like, we'll call it a weaker tumma to an extent, and therefore a baby's not included in it. You can't learn out from Nida that she's included in Ziva, Tzricha. Therefore we need this drasha as well. We need to include a baby in the Dina Ziva. Okay? Says, fine, so just include the word V'isha by Zava. Tell me a newborn baby has Ziva, and once you have Ziva, you know she must have Nida as well, and you don't need the pasuk V'isha by Nida. I know, there's no such thing as a Zava without Nida. It's a beautiful drasha. So say V'isha by Zava, include a newborn baby in the din of Ziva, which follows Nida. In order to have Ziva, it's really a step up. It's the next follow through on Nida, and therefore, if the newborn baby is included in Ziva, I'll know Kol Shkein, the Muhammad Ketumah of Ziva of Nida, the baby's included in. Who needs the pasuk of Isha by Nida? And a Chanami, Taka the Mercy says, you're right. Vela Kralamis, who needs the pasuk? Here's what we were referring to a moment ago, Lemute Ishma Idam. It comes to exclude a man who ejects red from his body. Fami had to cut the Zimna, but you already used that. We already used the extra V'isha by the 3-year-old, by the Tashmish, when they have relations that we said V'isha is Tame, and we said it's really Achamash Sinai, and the word V'isha there's extra Smachta, we said that V'isha comes to exclude a man who sees red. He gave another exclusion of a man that sees red. Who needs two exclusions? Answers the Gemara. Chad Limute Meshich Zera. One has come to exclude a man from become Tame when he has red zera, says, don't think there's a denida from over there. And once comes to exclude, if he literally has blood coming out of his body, in both these cases, we need exclusion. He will not have a din of a tumma like a nida. So now that we said by nekevus, we came to include infants in the dinim of nida and ziva, says the Gemara, v'chein zecharim, zecharim are the same thing. The Tanya, Zechar referring to everything, and we're saying the din of being a zav applies at any age, whenever the ziva coming out of the body. V'chenin zecharim, the time you learned ish, says the pasuk ish. He has zayv b'sari. Matam lam ish. Why say ish? Lab b'sari ben yam echad. Shum tam b'ziva comes included. Tinek was one day old that he is tum ziva divrei Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shemreichem b'shalbeichem abreik aimer. Ain sarich harei er mezachel in a keva. La zachar kol shu zachar. Bein shu gadol bein shu katan. V'lan a keva kol shu keva bein gadol bein katana. So he says I don't need ish for that because la zachar in a keva comes to include any zachar, young and old, any in a keva, young and old. So imkain matam lam ish. According to Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shemreichem abreika, what's the ish teach me? Tiber tarik lam shmei adam. The Torah speaks often like people, where the lush of people, which people, when they speak, would say, ish, ish. The Torah speaks in a shprach of mankind, and therefore there's no drush to be made from this repetition. Okay. Says the Gemara, Alma Kimar Bikra. So all the places you have to find a different source for it, correct. Yeah. And this is one of the classic cases of a Dibur Tarik Lashmei Adam, classic Machlokesim. Yeah, if the ones who say it, they have to go like through all the drashas of Jas and. Right. Alma ki marbi kura ben yam echad marbi. We see again that when the Torah is being marba any age, it's going to marba, let's say from ish, it's going to marba even a 1 day old. For a mini, very, this is a very similar shock of a tie that we had just by the girl. For a mini ish, any of the ish, it says the pasuk ish, who's maitzi shich vazera, he's tamei. I only know an ish is tamei, bein tesh hashanav yamecha menayin. I only know a man is tamei, an adult. How do I know that even a 9-year-old who's a katan is still tameh, tam leimer v'ish. Therefore, it says v'ish. The pasuk's clearly covered to be marba. Who for tuma of shech v'zera? A 9-year-old from the word v'ish. But the word ish, we said, it comes to include even a newborn. Ish goes to newborn. Why are you stopping at 9? Very similar to the question I had before, that v'ish, that isha, v'isha came to include a newborn for nida, but v'isha only came to include a 3-year-old for the tuma's bia. Okay, Amarav Hilchasin Ninu, same answer again as before. It's a halacha, meaning, again, Hilchasin Ninu, this is what I was saying before, which is a little bit shver with the way I preferred, is Hilchasin Ninu sounds plural, right? They're both halachas, right? And same thing as before as well. They're both halachas, that's the sum taich. They're both halachas, And you're right. One of them, and really, and the Quran now can't be asmachta to both because Gemara is bothered by the question. It can't be two different ages, and therefore, asmachta for one. Which is, by the way, not so kishmach, because once an asmachta has to be so perfect, it's surprising. But okay, therefore, again, I'm going to prefer to teach it like the Mefarshim will learn, that one of them remains halacha Moshe Sinai, and one's still a pasuk. Again, that's not the simple way the Gemara reads, but that's the... It's the way we're going to teach it, and maybe the more correct reading is the other way. I'm just pointing out both Hilchos and Ninu. It's halacha. One of the halachas will say for sure is halacha. Aspinu Abanakra. The pasuk was maspecha. The pasuk Hayachos, because I'm coming from this line of the Gemara. Hayachos Vaikra. Which one is halacha and which one is the pasuk? Elim Ben Yamecha Hilchos is the case of one day old. That Legavidin of Zava is the Hilchos. Uben Teisha Shana Yamecha Kra. And the pasuk is the one that a 9 year old has Sumazera. Cross stomachs of the pasuk is tam. When it comes to include ketanim, from one day old is included. Who gave you a cutoff point at 9 years old? And again, Nadi, you can have your svar that we know that 9 year old is the age that he's royal labiyah. Okay. Element shani v'mechad hilchasa v'yedesh shani v'mechad hilchasa. The truth is, 9 year old is a little bit more shver because I mean that's what the Chazal determined. The aver is aver as the status of bia. I don't know. I don't remember offhand. Is there anywhere with this drasha that 9 is the age of bia? I don't think there is. 3 year old is a specific is a metzias. Correct. So exactly, A is not dependent on Bia, and B bechlal. Even 9 year old, it's just the age of their abundant surmise that that's an age where his exactly his right a 3 year old is more of a the besulim don't return, and because the besulim don't return, that's more of an indication it's a real Bia. It's a little bit of a different. I think it's a little bit of a stronger idea. Okay, maybe not. Ela ben tesh shalom yamechad hilchos says the Gemara. It makes sense that 9 year old was lechem shem Sinai. And one day is all that's the pasuk. Once is halachah shesinai. Kara lamali. What do you need the pasuk for? Meaning, once we're saying 9 year old is halachah shesinai, and the pasuk again is not nasmachta because it's not clear 9. So what do you need it for? Lemute isha malayba. And the flip side is coming to exclude a woman who discharges whiteness from her body that she's not tummy tamas zava. Lamali lemichta b'zacharim. Lamali lemichta b'nekevus. Fact the Gemara. Why do I need to write a pasuk by zacharim and by nekevus that zava nida apply all to infants? If you write it by one, then I should be able to derive that one from the other that applies to infants. Zacharim, maybe because Allah says b'tam b'riyas even like days. Meaning, if a male has 3 riyas of zava, he's a zava gedela. Those 3 riyas can come in 1 day, 2 days. He's still, as long as it's separate riyas, he's talking about zava gedela. Nisha only becomes a zava gedela if she sees dam 3 separate days. So it's a chumer by man over woman. Women who don't have tumas, riyas, kviyam, they don't have tumas in the amount of riyas, the same way the amount of days, it has to be separate days. No matter how many riyas they have over those 3 days, it's got to be separate days. So emalai, maybe they're not included in the same chumra of tumah like men. Women have a chumra, so to speak, that their tumah, whenever they have dam, whether it came by anus, whether there's some outside force that caused it to come, at the end of the day, if the dam comes out of her body, she's tummy, tumah nida, tumah ziva. But zacharim, we say dafka, if it came out, from his body without an anus. If there's some sort of outside stimuli, if there's some sort of anus, the Gemara talks about being scared, jumping, spicy foods, whatever it may be, if some outside stimulus causes it, he's not going to have tummy. So emalai. So we see there's a leniency, so to speak, by a man. I would say, therefore, maybe a katan does not have it by a man like it has by a woman. Ktana, tzricha, therefore I need both by men and women. I need the pasuk both ways to include both men and women that they're tummy even as babies. Let's see the next, we'll go 2 more minutes just because we touched on this in the Mishnah. I'm not going to get to the end of it. No, we'll leave it tomorrow.